Are we returning to the war on crime era of the late 20th century? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brian McCann, assistant professor in the Department of Communication Studies at Louisiana State University, delves into how criminality is framed through art and policy today.
In the 1980s and 90s in the United States, politicians from both parties and prominent cultural figures doubled down on the war on crime. They pursued increased prison sentences, enhanced militarization of local law enforcement, and an especially intense focus on illegal narcotics and street gangs. The consequences of this tough-on-crime period are apparent today, as the U.S. has the highest incarceration rate in the world. In order to justify their aggressive and punitive approaches to crime prevention, past presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and Bill Clinton employed rhetorical strategies that characterize people of color, especially black men, as inherently criminal. They affixed a mark of criminality to black bodies that associated black masculinity with violence and sexual aggression. While such tropes were not new in American culture, they emerged in ways that were uniquely suited to the realities of that time. While mainstream America employed the mark of criminality to justify mass incarceration, prominent gangster rap artists such as the group N.W.A., Snoop Doggy Dogg, and Tupac Shakur refashioned the mark of criminality as a source of pride, credibility, and financial gain. Rather than rejecting the mark of criminality, gangster rappers used it to serve alternative interests and objectives. Now, as young activists fill the streets demanding Black Lives Matter, surprising bipartisan coalitions are emerging to address mass incarceration. At the same time, a new presidential administration appears intent on returning to the war on crime era. What we can learn from gangster rap and the controversies it helped generate is that how we define and frame criminality is always changing and can just as easily come from the bottom up as from the top down.
That was Brian McCann of Louisiana State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.